to see pastors. It's a madness. We went to a country, I'm not going to mention the country, remember the nation we went to. Man, you have no idea what we heard. And I'm like, Jesus, how did these people preach? And that's why they don't like me. But I don't care. It's crazy. So you know the Bible says? He said, we know God heareth not the prayer of what? Sinners. That's the first thing. Number one, if you must experience breaking news, run from sin. Run! Run, sir! There's no other name for sin. Sin is sin. Sin is sin. It has become a norm. See, my return ticket to Nigeria is ready. Secured. So I've got to talk to you. You don't get pregnant for a man that's not your husband. And you say you're under grace. You are stupid. You don't go sleeping with a pastor because he tells you he's anointed. What kind of anointing do you transfer through sex? What's going on? A prophet, you are living in sin, you are a puppet. And we have a problem. We have a problem. We have a problem. People leave the church and they go to a Sangoma. Even some people who are on the pulpit visit the Sangoma. When you see a pastor who can no more have confidence to preach against sin in front of his congregation, he has done some things with them. When he begins to mess himself up with the members, he loses confidence to confront iniquity. He wants to speak against immorality, and somebody from the protocol looks at him. Someone from the choir, the usher department, the media, or whatever, just say, Pastor. There was something I couldn't preach for a long time because I had a weakness in that area. I couldn't preach patience because I didn't have patience. So when I'm preaching and I see a revelation on patience, I just talk about it in a hurry. I say there are fruit, number one. I say number two, patience. Patience, patience is important. Number three, because why am I going to preach what I'm not doing? I want to do everything now. And my wife is totally different. She is detailed. My wife can counsel one person for 4 hours. I get angry. What is she saying that she can't stop saying? Give me 4 hours. I'll talk to 1,000 people. One on one. When you come, you say, Padesh, I see in the spirit this. You are free. Go. Number two, I see. We are done. My wife, you will talk, you will cry, she will give you a handkerchief, you will clean your tears. She will say, continue. For what? For what? She's too motherly. She's annoyingly motherly. She will say, okay. I will come back. I say, you are still with this person. Say, man of God. She will say, man of God, don't worry. And God said to me, that is why I connected you. Now, sir, I'm patient too. Oh, my pastors, some things will happen and they'll say, is Papa aware? They say, yes. What did he say? He said, nothing. Ah, the man has changed. I learned patience too. Jesus learned obedience through the things he suffered. I went through things that taught me patience. I saw shakings that taught me how to be calm. I was never calm. You hit me, I hit you. Nigeria will call it, do me, I do you. God know the verse. You hit me, I hit you. You hit me, I hit you. But God taught me. 1 John chapter 3 verse 1 to verse 8.
He said, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be, for we know when it shall appear, we shall be like him. For whosoever has this hope in him purified himself, even as he is pure. He that sin transgressed the law. For sin is a transgressor of the law. For we know that this is why he was raised, that he might destroy sin. Verse 6 says, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. For whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither does he know him. Verse 7 says, little children, let no man deceive you. For he that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. Verse 8 says, for this purpose the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works. Sir, anywhere there is sin, there is sickness. It might not be bodily sickness, it might be financial sickness. You just suddenly get stranded. Because sin is the gate man, sickness is the worker. That is why anytime there's remedy for sin, there's remedy for sickness. Who forgiveth thy iniquity and healed thy disease. You see that? Bruised for transgression. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes, remedy for sin, remedy for sickness. The reason you may be stranded today is that you began to tolerate what you should not accommodate. So the reactions. So let me say something. Let me say something. Can I get a glass? Is there anyone with a glass? A glass. Is there any glass? Maybe water and a glass. Is there anyone who has a glass? Drinking glass. A cup or something. Is there anyone with a cup? Anybody with a cup? Okay. No, if you don't have, it's okay. It's okay. If you don't have one, it's fine. If you don't have one, it's fine. But if you can get one, you bring it. There is something about sin that you need to know. It's not the day you write an exam that you get the result. Right? Every student coming out of an exam hall assumes he's successful. Until the results are released. When the results are released, everybody finds his level. Every one of us, me, you, everyone, has a nature to sin. But align the... Oh, you don't know that? Align the word of God, control your thinking. Control your decision is what keeps you in line. Everyone has the tendency to steal. I didn't want to be a pastor. I want to be a politician. Me. My father was a politician. I wanted to be me. I made up my mind that in this country, Nigeria, we will steal money. Me, I say, constituency project. I wanted to be a politician. Bring that cup for me. Bring a glass. Open it, Pastor Alex. Okay, hold the cup. Hold the cup. When you lie, you lie. Right? When you steal, sin. Right? Immorality. Sin. Are you following me? Greed. Very soon your cups become full. And when your cup is full, that is when judgment comes. Now, somebody else is living in sin and everything still appears normal to him. Wait, it's because his cup is not yet full. The problem is that the sizes of our cups are different. Someone can be committing sin and be on the pulpit. Wait, his cup is so full. Someone can be in a department and living any kind of life. Wait, the cup is so full.
until you turn to God. It's not your turn for power. The worst thing that can happen to a man is for him to be living in sin and still be seeing results. The greatest deception is self-deception. Many of you in your room have to do an altar call for yourself that you alone should answer. You need to be in your room and announce, who wants to surrender to Christ? And you will respond, I. And you will say to yourself, if you are the one, come out. Yes, I'm the one. You come out. You will say to yourself, see after me, my father. You will repeat, my father. You have to do an altar call. The prodigal son did an altar call for himself. I will go to my father. When he came to himself, I will go to my father. He said, I know. He has many servants than allow my sin against you. What people lack is brokenness. Why can't I say sorry to my wife if I offend her? You are not broken. When you are broken, you become a role model to your wife. I don't mean pulpit model. Role model privately. You can't say you are sorry. The pastor gets, you know, rebukes you, you walk out of church. A pastor rebukes you. In our church, when I discipline people, they send me SMS to thank me. Yes, sir. I say, you, if I see you again near the choir, in fact, if I see you around the area, I don't want to see. Oh, I'm a tough person. I'm very loving but very tough. I said, I don't want to see anything that looks like you near the choir. Your twin brother, your Siamese twin, your. And I get back. I say, Papa, thank you for the rebuke. I know you are helping me to grow. And somebody else in another place is suspended or disciplined and walks away from church. It's actually God is everywhere. Sir, God is everywhere, but the percentage matters. There are places you walk out from. You have walked away from grace. It's not every man you submit your head to. It's not every man you call your father. Fatherhood is based on the standard of God's word. He said, follow me as I follow Christ. The day you stop following Christ, don't follow him. Go! John 5:14. He said, go. John 5:14. See no more, lest a worse thing. You don't like this message? Have you seen what's happening now? Everywhere. People are sleeping with themselves. It's so easy. People come to church. Church that is supposed to be the place of refuge. They'll come in. Just sister. That's all. That's all. You have no value for yourself. All it took to take you to bed was a wink. Damn. That's all. There's no what, no value. I was preaching in Bremen. Bremen is in Germany. It was crazy. It was cold, freezing cold. I finished preaching. I took my Bible. There are some things the anointing doesn't handle. You know that? Some things the anointing doesn't handle. So I was shaking. Inside the cold, waiting for the guy to go turn the car and come pick me in Bremen. A white lady runs out and said, oh my God, this service, I've never been in something like this before. I said, thank God, thank God, thank God. She said, can I carry your baby? I said, my Bible, I'm fine, I'm fine. I said, no, baby. I said, baby. Baby, what is baby? He said, I mean, we could just have something. Ah, the cold left. So there I took off. The guy
was driving and following me. He said, Apostle, I started running. I took off. I didn't look back because I didn't want to become a pillar of salt. I kept on running, bro. Hear me, sir. You see people doing wrong things and they are doing well. But you are doing the right thing and it appears you are going down. Sir, continue doing the right thing. It's a matter of time. The sizes of our cup is different. Once you live a life, oh Lara Bratashe, something happened. Somebody, am I blessing you?
Yes, sir.
Dr. Emmanuel, somebody did something in Nigeria in our church. I was angry. He did something not nice. I had the right to be angry. But when you overstretch an issue to the extreme, you go into offense. So I was so angry, I overstretched it. For 2 days, I was still angry. I was upset. I was angry. My mom is a praying woman. She called me, said that there are revelations about you that God is not happy with you. I said, me? How? She said, I don't know. The revelation just came yesterday. They say something about you. Somebody did something. You're angry or something. God is not happy. Hey. I knew. So I said, okay. No, I tried to argue. I said, no, God is happy with me. God is happy with me. And she went off the phone. I said, hey. I called back. I said, pray for me. She said, we are praying for you. I broke down in tears. I went on my knees. What was my sin? I was too angry. Now, humorously, I asked the Holy Spirit a question. I said, just for being angry at evil, you are angry with me. What about those people that fake miracles, that put people on the wheelchair, that play games, that collect people's cars, that collect money? The Lord said to me, who are they? I said, on the pulpit. He said, I don't know them. He said, I don't know them. He said, but I'm angry at you over that little stain because I know you. I said, because those ones, you should have even killed or get angry. He said, I won't do nothing because they are not working for me. When I heard that, I will share something with you, Matthew chapter 7. He said, they will say, Lord. He said, not many that say, Lord, Lord, shall enter into my kingdom. For many will say, in your name, we did miracles. In your name, we did. So they were doing their thing but using his name. Yes, sir. They were doing their own thing but using his name. In your name, we sang. In your name, we did this. In your name, we did. They are living their own life but using his name. So I'll say to them, I never knew you. There was no relationship. Because if you have a relationship with God, the first proof is your conscience. When you do something, it breaks you. When your conscience no more breaks you, you are finished. You are finished. When you do, you lie. Some people lie as if they are prophesying. When they lie, Lord have mercy. People lie like it's a prophetic. So if some people tell you good morning, look outside, it might be evening. Even their greeting is a lie. Some people just lie for nothing. They lie over senseless issues. Where were you last week? America. And it's a lie. Why did you have to say that now? They lie over senseless matters. And Joshua the high priest stood. He said, and the devil stood at his right hand to resist him. Am I talking to somebody? Why? Because he had filthy. Somebody called you, your phone is ringing. You didn't pick the call. After 2 days, he said, oh, I missed your call. You didn't miss the call. You saw the phone ringing.
God, are you serious? What kind of game is that? If you don't want to talk to somebody, do you call me and say, yes, I called you. Why didn't you pick your call? I didn't feel like talking. It's my phone. Is it? You called me. At that time, I didn't feel like talking. I saw your call, but I didn't feel like talking. That's all. You have saved your life. Say, I saw your call at that time, but I didn't feel like talking. Did that offend you? If the person offended, you say so. Yes, you offended me, so I didn't want to say the wrong thing to you. So you actually saw my call. I did. It's my phone. Did you buy it for me? Even if you bought it for me, it's my time. Very easy. So are you lying? It doesn't make any sense. No, it doesn't make any sense. You may not like what I want to say. Good husbands are not gotten when ladies stand on the road. Put a level of value. If sin will make you lose your job, lose it. If your refusal to commit iniquity will make you lose your job, lose it. Lose it. I was held somewhere, some airport. They stopped me and I understood. They said, we know, they said a lot of things. And they said, okay, do something. I said, do what? They said, do something. I said, like what? We hear that you are very wealthy, you are blessed. So I said, no. They said, okay, stand here. I stood there. What they were asking me to do was less than $50. It's nothing to me. Less than $50. They said, do. I said, no. They said, stand there. I stood there for 10 hours. Rather than me doing the wrong thing, I said, deport me back. 10 hours. I sat. I said, they handed over shift. The next shift that came saw me. What happened? And I told them, say, go in. And I walked in. I felt fulfilled that I paid the price for what is right. When men revile you for righteousness' sake, blessed are you. I'll continue tonight. I can't go further on this. But I want to pray for people who want God to baptize them with the hunger for purity. The hunger. That all you want, sir, your doors are closed now because God is unhappy. Even if I lay my hands on you, say, lose him and let him go. Because of your sin, you say, tie me and let me stay. Even if I lay hands on you and doors open, your iniquity makes you close the door with your hand. Father, show me mercy. Show me mercy. I don't care if you sing in the choir, you're in the prayer department, you are a pastor, or you are anything. If you are living a life of iniquity, on that day you will split hell wide open. The guiding force for everyone in the house of God should be pleasing him. Our troubles are less when we please him. For if a man's words pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace. They may not be your friends, but they'll be at peace. They may still be enemies, but they will submit peace to you. Am I communicating? Get out of the house of that man that has not married you. Get out of his house. If you have to sleep on the street, sleep on the street. Father, I'm sleeping on the streets of Pretoria because of you. Get out if you have to get out. Heaven is too precious for you to miss. As a pastor, you can't pay your rentals. The only option is to compromise. Let the church close. If you, Father, I can't lie to raise money. If it wants to, let it close. Yes, is it your work? Are you the owner of the church? Let it go. Anything that God is not involved should lose taste to you. Should lose value. Am I talking to somebody this morning?
should lose value. All kinds of game. There are some brothers in church. You see them, Pastor. They have their own ministry. The anointing on their life is to be giving young ladies fruit of the womb. To be moving from department to department in the name of proposal, giving people fruit of the womb.
There was a young girl. I have a young girl in our church. Anytime she's excited, I know she's in a relationship. Anytime I see her, glory, glory, love, you are, I say, somebody has proposed to this one again. At the end of it, I say, come and see me, come and see me. You seem happy. Say, yes, papa. She shows me a ring. I say, sit down. I know you. You are too emotional. You say, papa, no. And the problem is that she always gets engaged to funny kind of people. Funny. Either the person is very muscular, like a dog, or walks like this, like a tout, or has some dreadlocks and some earrings. Very abnormal setting. Abnormal people. They are not normal. Not normal. I say, bring the person. Somebody saunters to my office. I say, what is this one again? One time I say, my daughter, sit down. Can't you bring a proper person to me? He said, that was your idea of proper. I said, proper, normal person, suit wearing. He said, suit for what? For what? I want a guy who has effect, you know, effect. And you have been affected. I'll give you this testimony and then I'll pray. Omega Family Ministries began and we were 9 months old. We're 9 months old around November 2004. There was a lady who gives a lot. Now, I don't care how you interpret. I'm very, very sincere. I don't care how you interpret. If you are a giver, you get pastor's attention. Very easy. Yes, sir. It doesn't matter if you say I'm carnal. I'm being sincere. Once you are a giver, your pastor notices you. After service, you walk to him. Yeah, papa, I traveled to Dubai. This is for you and mommy. I got you jackets. I got you shoes. Don't ask for prayer. Just drop it and go. He will call you. Kneel down, daughter of Zion. It's normal. You have children. If you have 3, 4, 5 kids, there are kids that are very sympathetic. Oh, mommy, are you okay? Oh, mommy, are you fine? Somehow they just get your attention. Is that true? Okay, so there was a lady. She was doing all that. She would give. The day she's not in church, I know. Oh, it doesn't matter what you think. I know. We are few, like 400, 500. But she was such a giver. Before I call for a seat, she's in front. Such a crazy giver. She was the secretary to the wealthiest man in our town. So I pray with her. She's not in church. I will ask, what happened? They say, she went for a business trip and the rest. Why are you laughing? God have mercy on you, pastors. But it's, no, you know, I will say it as it is. I will say it. Even if I make a mistake, I'll say it on the altar. I will ask, why was she not in church? They say, that devil is a liar. So, one day I heard she was sick. Sickness from where? How? So I went with Reverend Kingsley. Reverend Kingsley is in Abuja. You know Reverend Kingsley? Great, great guy. Good man of God. But Reverend Kingsley likes football. Chelsea, is it Chelsea? He's a Chelsea fan. Me, I'm a gospel fanatic. He loves football. So, I'm sure they knew. So, when we got to the house, he slot in a tape. It was football. He went with me. So, he sat down and forgot me. He forgot about me. They said, please, daddy, you have to come inside and pray. She can't even stand. I said, she can't stand? The devil is a liar. Carried my Bible, I entered. As I entered, they jammed the door from behind me. Boom! I couldn't see the light, so I looked for the switch on the wall and I put it on. The light came on. Behold, somebody was standing before me, stark naked. And he said, Pastor, don't you like what you see?
I said, oh, Jesus.
Hear me? My heart said, Johnson, so this is how you go to hell? My body said, Johnson, drop your Bible.
Oh, you like the truth? You like the truth? My heart says, this is hell. This is hell.
Somebody just said, look at hell, enter. My body was going through the battle of Armageddon. And I was going through Gog and Magog. If you read Revelation, there's something Gog and Magog. And I was saying, Satan said to me, Johnson, see fresh fish. Fresh fish. What are you waiting for? I said, hey, I was for like 3 minutes. I'm not going to lie to you that I saw it. I just rebuke what? I had Bible. I was looking. I said, oh. Oh, oh, on the spot, I turned to the door was locked. Hey, and I heard something. So, this is where you end your Christian journey. Ah! To cut the long story short, I escaped through the window. 9 months later, she died of HIV. Where would Omega be today if I had compromised? I would probably be dead by now. Stand up, let me pray for you. Anytime you overcome sin, you get a promotion. When you become too, hear this, pastor, when you become too comfortable in the midst of the opposite sex, you become too comfortable, too comfortable. Too comfortable, you're on your way out. When you start getting too comfortable with sin, your conscience is dying. There are people that will tell a lie and they feel no remorse. Now, it's so terrible that when I'm talking in church, I said, last week Wednesday, I forgot the date, maybe I didn't know it was Tuesday. I said, last week Wednesday, this happened, that happened. When I get to my wife, we say, you lied. I said, what did I lie? He said, you said Wednesday, it was Tuesday. I said, can somebody make mistake? He said, my husband is not called mistake, he's called lie. That was on the pulpit. I said, no, I was preaching, so I didn't remember Tuesday or Wednesday. He said, it doesn't matter. I was going to preach somewhere, and my wife watched somebody. I was in Ghana. And my wife watched somebody carry my Bible to the altar. It just honored me. When I got home, she said, my husband, when did people start carrying your Bible for you? I said, that is how pride begins. What happened to your hand? You can't carry your Bible yourself? Have a wife that can put you in check. Stop using ministry ethics to threaten your wife. That's religious witchcraft. You do something, your wife says, why did you do this? Say, you don't understand. There are depths in the world that you don't know. There are mysteries. You don't. I have too many stories to tell you. There are depths. A guy told me, pastor told me that he had a voice that he should send away his wife and marry another person. So people came. This is a lie. Is it lie? Is it lie? No voice. He's lying. I said, what's your problem? Are you the one that had the voice? I said, pastor, I agree with you. You heard the voice. He said, papa, you confirm? I said, I confirm. I said, you heard the voice. You heard the voice of the devil. You heard the voice of the devil. That's not God. Put away your wife. That's not God, sir. Divorce. That's not God. Having an assistant wife. That's not God. That's not God. Having living a life that is so shameless that you've lost dignity. You lied on the devil. When you lie, Satan is shocked. You just lie. Satan say, what? Even the devil is amazed. You are so immoral that the devil is learning from you. He's amazed. It's like, how can somebody have so many partners? Satan called Lucy, Beelzebub. Say, Beelzebub, come.
come and see our role model.
somebody humorously said something. Humorously, somebody said, one time the devil went to God to complain. The devil said, God, you are the unknowing God. You are very truthful. People keep lying. They fall into sin. They say, I made them do it. They do this, I made them. Why the devil was talking with the Lord? A young man fell into sin. And the angel said, why did you do it? He said, the devil. So the devil, from where he was with God, said, Lord, am I not here with you now? How did I?
Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore.
John chapter 20 verse 7, the Bible says when they got into the tomb, they saw the linen cloths lying on the ground. Right? Watch this. They saw the linen cloths lying on the ground, and they saw the napkin folded and kept. But the linen cloths were lying on the ground. In the Hebrew culture, when a boss is on the dining table, the napkin was folded, wrapped together and kept. In the Hebrew culture, when a servant serves his master his meal, he keeps a napkin and he walks away. He has no access to the table. He walks away. How he knows the master is done is the master uses the napkin to clean up his hand. But when he folds the napkin, it means I'm not done. I'm coming back. So when Jesus folded and wrapped that napkin in the tomb, he was saying, I am coming back. The Ancient of Days, who left through a virgin tomb, is coming, breaking through a virgin sky for a virgin church. He's coming back. I want to pray with you today. Right where you are, before I pray for the sick, there will be miracles. There'll be signs, there'll be wonders. Why? You are saying, man of God, help. I'm a victim of sin. I love God so much, so much. He knows I love him. But I'm battling with habits. I try to stand. It's not working. I need help. You might be a bishop. You might be a pope. You might be a prophet. You might be an apostle. You might be a brother, a banker, a lawyer, a mayor, a medical doctor, a bank, anything you do. But there is this thing you are struggling. You know, this is the only thing standing between you and God. And you need God to help you. As we worship the Lord, if you're in that category, you leave your seat and come kneel on the altar. You come kneel by this altar and God is going to help you.
Pass me not away from your presence.
Spirit within me.
Ask him for grace.
Do I say I'm grateful? What more can I say?
Ask him for mercy, ask him for grace. And God of mercy and compassion, look with pity upon me. Father, let me call the Father. This that child returns to thee. Jesus, Lord, I ask for mercy. Let me not employ thee. And my faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my sins away, and oh, let me find this day be yours. I have tried to tell something special. I have tried to live a holy life. I have tried to find rest for my soul. But to all, I tried and I failed. Then I ran home to search in my Bible. That's where I found the still abundant hope. Where I found I cannot go alone. Oh Lord Jesus, come and take my hand. Oh,
when the sun
go marching in,
go marching.
Oh, when the sun
go
marching in, Lord, I wanna be.
Lord, I want to be
in the number. When the sun go. I agree with you. Those of you on your knees, lift your hands toward heaven. Lift your hand toward heaven. I agree with you that mercy will speak for you. The Lord lifts up that burden. He said, this is the fast that I choose to undo heavy burdens. The Lord lifts up that burden. I decree that your weakness will now become your strength. Henceforth, your garment will be white and your head will not lack ointment. Purify your people, Lord. Purify them. No stain, no iniquity can stand between you and your God. Father, I pray that this sincerity, as they kneel on this altar, they drop that struggle on the altar. They drop that habit on the altar. I decree you are free. You are free. You are free. In Jesus' name. Rise on your feet and move to your seat right now. Give them a hand. Give them a hand.